Choose my PCC. Candidates for the South Wales Police Force area. Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, elections are taking place on the 2nd of May in England and Wales. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. Contents about Police and Crime Commissioners. Sam Bennett, Welsh Liberal Democrats, Democratiaid Rhyddfrydol, Cymru. George Carroll, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets. Dennis Clark, Plaid Cymru, The Party of Wales. Emma Wools, Labour and Cooperative Party, Llafur ar Blaid Gydweithredol. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for South Wales. About Police and Crime Commissioners. On the 2nd of May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and to hold the police to account. Police and Crime Commissioners are elected to hold your police force to account for delivering the kind of policing you want to see. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. PCCs bring a public voice to policing, and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set police and crime plans, ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives, and if necessary, dismissing them. The PCC does not run the police force. Chief constables continue to be responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the PCC. In some police force areas, PCCs are also responsible for fire and rescue services and are known as Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCCs. Furthermore, in some areas, neither a PCC nor PFCC is elected. Instead, there will be an election for a mayor who will hold the PCC, PFCC, or equivalent powers. 37 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 will be PFCCs. PFCCs are found in Cumbria, Essex, Staffordshire and Northamptonshire. Work with others. PCCs also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined-up working on community safety and criminal justice. As directly elected individuals, they provide opportunities for greater collaboration and effective scrutiny of public services. In doing so, PCCs also have regard to national cross-border threats and ensure there is an effective policing response. Represent the entire community. PCCs are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the South Wales Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille, and audio. To place your order, visit www.choosemypcc.org.uk or call 0300 131 1323. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-2-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post, or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. PCCs are elected using the first-past-the-post voting system, where the candidate with the most votes wins. Voters will vote by choosing a single candidate on the ballot paper. This is the same system as the UK parliamentary elections. For more information about your vote, visit https://www.electoralcommission.org.uk/voting-and-elections. Sam Bennett, Welsh Liberal Democrats, Democratiaid Rhyddfrydol, Cymru. Election Statement. As South Wales Police and Crime Commissioner, I would seek as a top priority to restore community trust, links and engagements across the South Wales Police area. We must restore community trust in our police force following riots in both Swansea and Cardiff over the last 5 years. I will seek to reverse cuts for funding for antisocial behaviour interventions and ensure outreach in communities and schools is prioritised to build bridges across our communities, meaning our police are once more visible on our streets. I will reduce the number of deputy commissioners across South Wales Police, reinvest this money in frontline policing, and campaign vigorously for policing to be developed. These two policies will bring policing closer to the people of Wales. I will immediately launch a programme of community visits to find out what you want the police to do in your area. It is time to take a more compassionate approach to drug offences. Using the Office of Police and Crime Commissioner, I will prioritise and push both governments to focus on rehabilitation programmes, an approach which would reduce repeat offending and reduce pressure on our court system. As your Police and Crime Commissioner, I would seek to end the use of facial recognition technology, because it fundamentally breaches people's rights to privacy and discriminates against Black, Asian and minority ethnic populations. It is more frequently used in areas of high ethnic minority populations and is poor at identifying people from these backgrounds. This technology must be shelved to restore the trust of our communities. Prepared by Matthew Palmer, Election Agent, at 68 Bryn y Môr Road, Gowerton, Swansea, SA4-3EZ. Contact details. Website, https /www.libdems.wales. www.libdems.wales. George Carroll, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets. Election Statement. I've lived in South Wales my whole life. Community is at the heart of everything I believe. It's why I serve as a local councillor and school governor. It's why I'm so passionate about making our community safe. And it's why I'm standing to be your police and crime commissioner. I've been working with residents across South Wales on a plan to protect our communities. Our plan will 1. Deliver more police, safer streets, by ensuring all resources are focused on core policing and frontline services. By taking full advantage of all government police recruitment grants, and by exceeding police recruitment targets. 2. Stop violent crime and drug gangs, by using effective stop and search to make our streets safe. 3. Stamp out antisocial behaviour, by taking a zero-tolerance approach. 4. Combat extremism, by giving the police all the resources they need to protect us from terrorism, and actively promoting the government's Prevent programme to stop radicalisation. 5. Stop shoplifting, with targeted hotspot patrols and by investing in more CCTV and surveillance. 6. Cut rural crime, by maintaining a dedicated rural crime team to protect our countryside, communities and farms. But I can't deliver our plan alone. We need your help to put it into action. Our Police and Crime Commissioner sets the strategic priorities of the police. That's why I'm asking you, whoever you usually support, to join your neighbourhoods in lending me your vote. By lending me your vote, you'll help deliver our plan. Together, we'll deliver more police and safer streets, and we'll make all our communities safe. Prepared by Rebecca Fudge, on behalf of George Carroll, both of CCHQ Wales, Cardiff, CF14, 5DU. Contact details. Email george.carroll@valeconservatives.org.uk. Facebook, https://www.facebook.com/profile.php?id=615-580-932-802-49. George Carroll for South Wales Police and Crime Commissioner. Twitter, https://twitter.com/George4S Wales. @George4S Wales. Instagram, https://www.instagram.com/George4S Wales. @George4S Wales. Dennis Clark, Plaid Cymru, The Party of Wales. Election Statement. Dear friends, my ambition is for the Police and Crime Commissioner and staff to be your friends, servants and champions, to develop the South Wales Police Force to be the best it can be. You should feel comfortable working with and trusting them. I want every employee of South Wales Police to be proud of their role in helping to look after our communities. I know what goes wrong in the criminal justice system. I know what it should look like. I have been a legal aid advisor and involved in many justice committees for about 50 years. My commitment to improving the system is well established. All the time I have spent working to effect change in the law has been preparation for the role of Police and Crime Commissioner. The understanding I have of how each part of the criminal justice system can and should perform is second to none. My commitment is to you and the criminal justice system only. I will not be a puppet of any of the authorities that might limit my vision. I will not be a political apologist for government decisions. I have always been concerned about ordinary people and taking up their fight for them. My knowledge of the system and those working in it proved to me that everybody in the system wants to make it the best it can be. That is why we will be able to work well together whilst making use of my skills. With me, your vote will have an impact. I am ready to take up the role and the challenge. Come with me to take part in a genuine fight for a better South Wales. Better for us all. Prepared by Stephen William, 14 Friars Road, Barry, on behalf of Dennis Clark. Contact details. Telephone number 07425 334139. Website https://www.dennisclarkplaid.cymru. Email dennisclarkplaid@gmail.com. Instagram @DennisClark4PCC. Emma Walls, Labour and Cooperative Party, Llafur ar Blaid Gydweithredol. Election Statement. I was born, raised, live and work in South Wales. My heart and home is here in our vibrant cities, compassionate communities and valleys towns, where I have delivered services to prevent crime and protect the public from harm for over 23 years. An award-winning leader, I have skills and knowledge from working in prisons and probation, policing and community safety, and I will make your voice heard in policing and take a stand on the issues that matter to you. The people of South Wales need a Police and Crime Commissioner who knows firsthand the challenges we face daily in our communities. I have the personal and professional experience in tackling the crime and harm that affects where we live, our families and friends. I have a proven track record in challenging policing and criminal justice as the current Deputy Police and Crime Commissioner for South Wales. I have led and managed partnerships across criminal justice, tackling youth violence, violence against women and girls, drugs and exploitation. I am passionate about working to improve the lives of those whose voice is less often heard, but are often suffering the most, to ensure justice is fair and policing delivers on what matters most. As your Police and Crime Commissioner, I will focus on community policing, preventing crime, protecting the vulnerable, supporting victims and communities, including those online, delivering justice on those who commit crime and reduce reoffending, making policing fit for the future. Vote for me on the 2nd of May and I will work with you to strengthen and improve the future of policing and criminal justice in South Wales, delivering services to keep you safe in which all communities can have confidence. Prepared by Alvin Shum, Election Agent at 1 Cathedral Road, Cardiff, CF11 9HA. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for South Wales. This booklet contains more information about those candidates we're provided and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in South Wales. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in South Wales on the 2nd of May 2024. The candidates standing in that election alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Bennett, Sam, Welsh Liberal Democrats, Democratiaid, Rhyddfrydol, Cymru. Carol, George, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets. Clark, Dennis, Plaid Cymru, The Party of Wales. Wolves, Emma, Labour and Cooperative Party, Llafur ar Blaid Gydweithredol. I can be contacted at Karen Jones, Civic Centre, Port Talbot, SA13 1PJ. Elections at npt.gov.uk. 01639 763 330. This booklet is printed on 100% recycled paper. When you have finished with this, please recycle it. This is published by the Secretary of State for the Department of Levelling Up, Housing and Communities, 2 Marsham Street, London, SW1P 4DF. This is the end of the recording.